USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A bipartisan gun violence bill is headed to President Biden's desk after final passage by the House. Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi says the bill doesn't have everything she'd like to see in it, but does remind everyone.
I have to say that this bill doesn't do everything we would like to do. We need to do more on background checks. Let us not judge this legislation for what is not in it, but respect it for what it does.
At least 26 states are expected to protect the sanctity of life now that Roe v. Wade has been overturned. States are left to decide how to legislate the issue. Missouri acted first on Friday, with its attorney general filing paperwork to end abortion in the state. President Biden blasting the Supreme Court ruling, calling it cruel and outrageous. This is USA Radio News.
Mike Capel here, serial entrepreneur with words from another happy payroll customer.
Patriot Software has saved our business by allowing me to focus on other aspects of the business rather than spending so much time on multiple platforms to do the things entailed on running a business. I found Patriot by complete accident, and I don't regret it. It is continuing to save our company, and I'm extremely excited to see what else it entails.
Easy to learn, easy to use, small business software tailored just for you.
Visit us at patriotsoftware.com. Use promo code radio and get 2 months of payroll free. That's patriotsoftware.com.
With patriotsoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
Reaction continuing to come in to the Supreme Court's decision to overturn the 1973 decision in Roe v. Wade that first recognized a woman's right to seek an abortion. House Minority Leader from California, Kevin McCarthy, notes that the court ruled in favor of a Mississippi law that banned most abortions past 15 weeks.
You know, today's Supreme Court decision in Dobbs is the most important pro-life ruling in American history. By a vote of 6-3, the court affirmed that the power to protect unborn life is returned to the people.
Meantime, Vice President Kamala Harris disagrees, saying the ruling puts privacy rights in danger.
It's the right to privacy. Think about it. As the right for each person to make intimate decisions about heart and home.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Suspense.
The shadow knows.
Mystery in the air, starring Peter Lorre.
I am the Whistler, and I know many things, for I walk by night.
The greatest radio shows of all time, Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or at our webpage, classicradio.stream. That's classicradio.stream, or search your favorite podcast app.
A D.C. Circuit Court of Appeals is blocking the FDA's ban on sales of Juul products. The FDA wants the court to step in until Juul can ask for an emergency review. In court documents, Juul claims the agency's move was arbitrary and capricious. With continuing coverage of the Supreme Court overturning Roe v. Wade, here's USA Radio Network's Lance Pry from our West Coast News Bureau.
After 63 million American baby deaths, Roe v. Wade in the United States is no longer a constitutional right. The Supreme Court of the United States overruled it on Friday. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell on the floor Thursday says Democrat activists are promising violence against Americans.
The far left is promising that all of this will only be the prelude to the main event if they don't like the rulings coming down the pike. One activist group is promising that our cities will be submerged in, quote, listen to this.
Another federal lawsuit is being filed against the Oxford School District in Michigan over a deadly shooting back on November 30th. Sandra Cunningham's daughter, Phoebe Arthur, was wounded in the neck and cheek by gunfire from alleged gunman Ethan Crumley. There have been 6 lawsuits filed in the state and federal court on behalf of the 4 victims killed and those wounded in the shooting. Follow us on Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.